Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Well, today is July 20th, 2017. We're very excited to have Dr. Connie back on the air with us with her radio show, which runs every month. Generally, it falls on the first Thursday every month. Sometimes we adjust it a little bit, as you can see this month. And the show is called In the Arms of the Angels. Dr. Connie has some really impressive credentials if you're not used to listening to the show. She is a doctor, a PhD, and has all kinds of background and lots of great things related to coaching, supporting, and of course, all her gifts spiritually. We're really excited to have her on the show this evening. We'll be taking callers in about 30 minutes. I'll be screening them as she's talking. So if you want to call in and get a free reading, myself and her will be doing readings this evening. We like to kind of split the readings. I do most of the romance and romantic coaching readings. And I'll be using Doreen Virtue's Romance Angels deck to assist me with my gifts as I work with you to answer any of your questions about relationships. And it's easier if I say it that way, because then I can say any other questions you have, Dr. Connie will be answering. And then if you ever watch both of us on the show before, you know, sometimes we'll tag team off of each other as we have something to add, if we do or not. You know, before I get started with the show, I just want to let everybody know that if you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be giving out that number on the half hour also. To find out more about Dr. Connie and all the great work she does, she actually can work with you in person. She can also work with you remotely. And you can find out more about her gifts and all the great information she has available on her website at www.drconniesays.com. Sometimes people miss that website or they don't quite know how to spell it. You can always go to our radio website. Her link is up there along with all the show information that's on Spiritual Connections Radio every month. And you can find out her information is up there also. And that, of course, is at our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, the floor is yours.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for tuning in. I am so excited about tonight's show. I hope you are enjoying your summer. I have noticed there are back-to-school things out now. So if you are a mother or father, I'm assuming you will be getting your little tyke ready for school, or your big tyke. So it's just a never-ending change. We go into summer and then all of a sudden we're going back to school. So it's very exciting. It's a very exciting time for a lot of people. I'd like to start this show with a prayer. So if you would please join with me. Father of the universe, Mother Earth, we thank you for this time, and we thank you for everyone that is listening in person and on archive. I thank you especially for Mark and his gifts, his talents, and his behind-the-scenes work that makes Spiritual Connections Radio possible. And I pray that you would be with this show, that you would impart your information, and that people will get from it what they need for their own spiritual growth and for the highest for the planet. And we ask all this in your name. Amen. So I have a question for you. And my question is, what would you do if you knew that you couldn't fail? What kind of dream would you pursue? What kind of thing would you do if you knew that once you started on this venture, you were going to be 100% successful? what I'm going to invite you to do is write that down. I want you to write down exactly what it is you would like without trying to figure out how you're going to get there, without trying to figure out who is going to need to be there to help you. The very biggest, boldest, most grandest dream that you have ever had, I'm going to invite you to write that down and to keep it close to your heart. And then I don't want you to tell anyone. You are going to guard this dream as you would a precious plant that you have just planted. And you are going to guard this day and night as something that is a viable part of you. Because the more people you tell, the greater the chance that people are going to either talk you out of it, tell you that it isn't possible, tell you you're crazy, or all of the above. Now, some people will be very well-meaning, but others may say something against what you want to do to keep you down, because it keeps you in their comfort zone. Now, within every relationship, we do a dance. And the reason that we started, Mark and I started to have Mark do the romance section of the card readings is because a lot of people don't realize that when we are in a relationship with someone, we are actually doing a dance with them. And the reason that the relationships either work or they don't work is because the dance steps are either in sync or they are not in sync. So everyone, if the relationship is working, even if the relationship is not working, everybody knows the beat. Everybody knows the rhythm. Everybody knows the step of the dance. And when you dream, when you step into that other part of you and access that spiritual portal, that pure potential that's covered with flesh and bone, you change the dance step. And when you change the dance step, the other people in relationship with you feel that and know that. Even if they don't say it, they know it on an energetic level. So when you are taking this stand, when you write down your dream and you own it and you hold it in your heart, you have changed. And when you change the dance step. Three things will happen in the relationships that you have. The other person or people will either move into the new dance step with you. They will try to get you back into the old dance step, or you or them will leave. So if you're having issues with the relationship, it's because somebody has changed the dance step, because somebody has changed. They're doing or thinking or behaving in a different way. And you're faltering, or somebody else is faltering, trying to keep up with you. So that's why I'm really excited that Mark has consented to do the relationship aspect of the card readings, because he's very good, and he's very gifted. So we're talking about writing down that dream of yours that you, once you stepped into it, you knew it would be 100% successful. So you now have your dream, or you're in a way of creating it. So what I want you to do when you're creating it is I want you to go for what you want. I don't want you to compromise. I don't want you to water it down. You can modify it, but you will only be modifying it to make it bigger, bolder, and grander. Now, for those of you who are already living your dream, my question for you is what's next? Don't stop with your success. My question for you is, what bolder plan can you imagine and create? Question that I have is, do you really honestly believe that the dream that you have, that you know can't fail, do you really honestly believe that it's possible? And if you look at it as a plant, as a seed, and you watch it grow, and you care for it like it was your child, and you hold it in your heart, you will begin to feel the stirrings of that dream. Once you do, once you claim it, once you know that it's a part of you, then you give it to God. And when you give it to God, two things are going to happen. The first thing that you're going to do is you're going to give it to God, and then you're going to let go. So because the plan is so big, because it is so bold, because it is so magnificent, you know you can't accomplish it on your own. So once spirit has been evoked and the realization of your dream has been given, and you understand it and you know it and you claim it and you own it, now it is up to divine timing. And I'm wondering if some of you are like me, because I've gotten to this place before. I've had a dream, been on my heart, been on my mind, something that I've wanted to do. I claim it and I own it. I give it to God, but then I take it back. I take it back because it's not manifesting in the time frame that I think that it should happen. So I either let the dream die, or I water it down to something either I can do by myself or something that I think God could actually handle. So if my dream was to, you know, ride on the Orient Express, I settle for taking a bus trip downtown. The other thing that will happen once you give this to God is you surrender it. You surrender to your God's timing, and you accept and surrender to whatever's going to happen. Once you surrender, once you give this to God, you realize that your intellect is only going to take you so far. You have this dream, but you just can't figure out how to get from where you are to where you want to go. And things don't make sense. You get confused. You don't know how everything is going to happen, and you don't have to know. Things don't have to make sense. It's okay to be confused. What God is asking of us, what is in all of us, is the ability to create and to dream and to plan. And it is such a part of us that it is so much bigger than what we are that we can't figure it out. And maybe it's not supposed to make sense. If it did, we'd probably figure out a way we could do it ourselves. So if the plan is that big and that great, the only way we can do it is through spirit. So this is where we surrender to the universe and accept divine leading. Now, why do you think you have this dream? Why do you think you have these desires in the first place? Because they are a part of you. When you were born, God planted within you the seed of creation. And encapsulated in that seed is that dream, that desire. It's as much a part of you as the color of your hair and the color of your eyes. This is part of who you are. This dream, this desire, this passion, this thing that can take hold of you is part of who you are. Now, some of you may be thinking that it's too late. It's too late for me. I'm too old. I'm too busy. I have all these other duties. I'm too tired. I'm too sick. I'm too poor. Whatever your circumstances, everybody can come up with a reason why. I don't have the time. I just don't have the time to do this. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to dream. I don't have time to write this down. I don't have the time to own it. I don't have it. There's just not enough time left for me to do that. But I'm telling you, my friend, that we time in abundance. We have time in abundance because we are always, we are forever. So I'm asking, would you permit the universe to make this lifetime a preparatory stage so your dream can manifest in your next lifetime? Gave the universe permission to take the time that the universe needed to make your dream a reality. What if we weren't watching the clock, watching the calendar, thinking we need to have it by this year or we need to have it by next month? What if we gave the universe the opportunity to work within us so that the dream that we have can become a reality? I did a reading for a woman, and she said she felt like she was being led to start a new project, and she didn't want to. She said she was nearing retirement age. She had been very successful in her business, and she was getting ready to sell it. But she couldn't get this feeling that she was supposed to start this other project. And as we looked into the cards, and as we were talking, and as she was opening up, it became apparent that she was actually starting this project in this lifetime to prepare her for what she will do in her next lifetime. And folks, I'm telling you that we are bigger, we are grander, we are bolder than our circumstances. And we have within us the seed of creation. Create that thing which will bring us to our highest self and bring the world to a better place. If we will allow the universe to work within us and let the universe have its time for the fruition of what we want. And we may have to go through a period of struggle. We may have to go through years of trials and tribulations and problems and concerns. But if we looked at them as an opportunity to learn and to grow, then everything that happens to us can fall into place to create that thing which is such a part of us. Life is a continuous flow. So what we start in one lifetime can easily be picked up in the next lifetime. If we will allow ourselves to move with the current as the universe wants us to, because we really don't understand the depth of God's love or evolution of creation, and we are part of that evolution. I wish I could just knock some people, I just want to knock their heads together and have them wake up to see how amazing and how wonderful and what a work of art they are. and what we are capable of creating if we will allow ourselves to go with what the universe is asking us to do. Because sometimes our creations have to wait before they can flourish. Examples in history were, if you were a Jewish woman in Germany in late 1930s, 1940s, and your dream was to be the first woman doctor in your family, well, that wasn't going to work out because of circumstances. If you were a black man in the South in the 1800s and dreamed of owning your own land in the South, that wasn't going to work out because of circumstances. The dream, yes, to own your own land, to become a doctor, to do great things, absolutely. If you allow yourselves to learn the lessons in this lifetime that may need to be learned before we can move into the next lifetime. Because sometimes even the technology isn't there for what we want to do. I like the Iron Man movies and the Avenger movies. And I remember in Iron Man 2, when Iron Man, Tony Stark, was watching a video of his father. And his father was explaining back 30 years earlier, when Tony was just a boy, was explaining that he had created this idea, but the technology wasn't there to manifest this creation. So he was giving this creation to his son, Tony, to create it. So sometimes what we are desiring to do, the pieces aren't put together yet for us to do it. Doesn't mean that we can't do it later in this lifetime or in another lifetime. And if you can get into the mindset that this is a short time on this earth, there are lessons to learn, there are things to do to prepare for another lifetime, it makes the waiting easier. It makes the having to deal with certain circumstances easier. So I'm asking you, I'm challenging you to step up and write down that thing, that desire, that dream that you have, and to hold it in your heart. I did a meditation and I was asking, because I was thinking about this energy and I knew life flowed and I knew that we couldn't accomplish everything in one lifetime, and it seemed like we were learning and changing and growing and being shaped for things in future lifetimes. So I was asking what happened to all of the energy. So here we are, we have all this energy, we have this desire to create, and in this lifetime, that didn't manifest, or in the time frame that we want, that didn't manifest. So in my visualization, I was talking with Mother Earth, and she said that all of the energy goes down into the center of the earth where she is. The negative energy, the greed, the fear, the disease, the lack, that is changed in the bowels of the earth. But it takes a toll on the earth to use energy to change the negativity to positive. And then there is the positive flow. So when you're in that mode of creating and you're in that mode of dreaming and you're in that mode of putting together that thing which brings you such joy and such bliss, all of that energy goes also into the bowels of the earth. And it helps to balance out the negativity and helps to ease the earth's the process the earth has to go through to change the negative energy into positive energy, which is sent back up into heaven, because heaven is a place of creativity. Heaven is teeming with creativity. Those of us who choose to incarnate bring that seed of creativity back down in with us. So it is vitally important for our mental health, our spiritual health, our physical health, our emotional health, to keep our creative juices, desires, planning, flowing. And that thing that you want to do in the future, do something now with what you have, with what you can do. Take that big dream of traveling and go someplace new that you can afford, that you would enjoy, or take someone someplace they've never been. Take someone to a movie. Take someone to a coffee shop. It's the mindset of, I'm creating that thing that I want to create. I'm creating traveling the world. But and my way of doing that is to start creating the travel in my mind of what I can afford with what I can do. So it keeps that dream alive. It keeps us moving. It keeps us flowing. And it keeps positive energy pumping into the earth so that it helps balance out this negative energy that flows all around us. So I'm going to challenge you to do that. My email is Dr. Connie Says, that's SAYS, drconniesays@gmail.com. If you would like to share any of your thoughts, any of your experiences, any of your ideas, I would love to hear them. There is something about being passionately involved in a dream and a desire and seeing the universe come together to make that happen and to create experiences for us that would not be created except that we were in that state of passion and desire, that makes a life very exciting and a lot more fun. So I think we're about at the half hour.
Yep.
I don't know if Mark, oh, there you are.
So let me go ahead and just give out the number to anybody who wants to call in for readings. The phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be taking your calls as you come in. We'll be doing readings for the next half hour. And we usually like to have Dr. Connie start off with a monthly reading for the month of July.
Yep. I was already thinking about this, preparing for this, and it's interesting because when I pulled the cards, they dovetailed exactly into what I was just talking about being passionately creating that thing that we want. So the first thing that the universe is saying, that when you do this, when you step into this mindset of creating, the universe is going to start shifting things for you, and it may cause you to go through a period of questioning and uncertainty and maybe even a dark time that you really can't understand. But the dark time is there and set for you so that you can start letting go of things that have held you back from producing the things that you want to produce. Also, when you make that dream, when you take your stand, you defend it. You defend it like your life depended on it, because in some ways your spiritual life does depend on it because it's a part of you. You're defending yourself when you defend your dream. So when you're going through a time when it feels a little rocky, and you don't understand and things seem to be falling apart, part of it is that you're shedding. You're shedding old thoughts, you're shedding behaviors, you're shedding things in your life that no longer serve you and will not serve you once you reach this creative flow. So defend to the end, to the very end, the dream that you have. What the universe is going to be giving you and what's going to happen in this next month, between now and this next radio show, is the reminder that we are on a spiral of manifestation, which means that the spiral happens in a loop. And if you think about a spiral, just when you turn the corner, you could be walking right into that thing that is the most wonderful thing that could happen to you. So we are on this spiral of manifestation, and sometimes when we think that we are the farthest away is when we are actually the closest. So when we start creating, the universe starts creating right back at us. So you will find that things will start happening for you. Things will start opening up for you once you step into this mindset of creating that thing that you want. And finally, when you think about the energies, our body energies, our chakras, the very first chakra, the base chakra, the root chakra, is the chakra that has to do with our feeling of survival, with our feeling of security, with our feeling of being able to rest in the fact that we have food to eat and we have a place to stay. We have those basic needs met so that we have the energy left to create. And Mother Earth stands at the base chakra, and she is available to hold us in her arms and to let us be mothered so that we can have the security in place to be able to step into that realm of creation. So that's what the universe had for this month coming up.
All righty.
And I don't know. Oh, there you are.
Remember, we're on a delay. You got to wait for it.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not there, so.
All right. Let's go ahead and bring Ellen on.
Okay.
Ellen, what type of reading are you looking for this evening?
Oh, just a general message, but I also have a question for Dr. Connie, if that's okay.
Of course. Go ahead. What's up?
It was about the creativity. Do you believe that if you're creative in anything, it helps to manifest other things that you've been trying to create?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that before, and I'm actually working on a project. I've put it aside for the last couple of days, but I'm hoping to get my creative juices going there and hoping it has effects in other areas where I haven't been able to make progress.
Most definitely, because it puts you in a different creative realm. So absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt.
Well, terrific. I would just love a general reading or a message from my guides or the angels.
Yep, I'm just opening up my Archangel Michael cards. Ellen, does this project have to do with other people?
No.
Okay.
It's a writing project, so it has characters in it, but it doesn't involve other people to help me write it.
I think it's going to open up opportunities for you to have other people to help you out so that you're not, I just see other people there and I don't get the sense that it's your, I don't get the sense that it's your characters. It may be publishers and it may be other people coming in, like editing and that kind of a thing. So look out for those.
Will do.
All right. How is your I have two cards here that have are kind of on the fear side or anxiety side or questioning mm-hmm. side. Are you going through a period where you're having a lot of questions or concerns about something?
Yeah, I really would like to change jobs. And I'd like to time it to be September. So, you know, that time I'll be in my present position 5 years and my pension will have fully, you know, vested. And because I don't want to leave before then or else it's like throwing money off the window.
No, I understand that.
But I really would like to move on. I think I've exhausted, you know, all my growth potential there and I'd like to move on.
Right, right. And Michael is saying that it's time to leave that situation and go into something better. And that in this transition, God's going to be in charge of that. So just let him do whatever he does and guide you wherever he's going to. And also that, are you in a relationship?
No, I'd like to be though.
Yeah, because, in fact, Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am.
We're waiting. Okay. I pulled the, do we have any other callers right now?
Let me take a look.
All right.
Nope, we're quiet for right now.
Okay, cool. Then I pulled that the romance angels are helping her, and she was saying she wanted to be in a relationship. So I was wondering if you'd do a quick reading for her. I just want to get more of this. We got the job thing. You're going to be transitioning. Let go of the anxiety. God's going to take care of that. But then there's also this romance thing going on. So go for it, Mark.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. All right. Let's go ahead and shuffle the deck, and we're going to cut it in half. And we'll ask the romance angels to come in. And your first name is Ellen.
Yes.
And we'll find out what you need to understand about what's coming in. So I'm going to go ahead and pull three cards. It's one, two, three. And let me go ahead. Sometimes the cards have to be shuffled again. Bear with me. There we go. One, two, three. Alrighty. Okay. So, excuse me. The first card is deception. Are you currently out of a relationship? Are you single right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it's interesting because the deception card came up, and what that generally means is that someone, you know, I'm just kind of checking in to see what the information is. So it's a past relationship. It says someone is wearing a false self mask in this relationship. So that generally tells me that in your previous relationship or the one before it, the individual that you were with wasn't really authentic, meaning they weren't really telling you the truth. Maybe there was some lies, maybe even part of it where they felt that they needed to lie to you to protect you. And of course, you know, it was all about them, but you know, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, they weren't really being who they truly were. And, you know, because of that, I feel like there was an aspect of you that is carrying some of that. It's almost like some trust issues that you might take into another relationship and stuff like that. So it's going to be really important when you go into the next relationship that you make sure not to bring any of that with you. But I think if I just mention it to you, it'll be enough to give you enough awareness to make sure that you're a little bit more trusting, realizing that the new person is not the previous partner. So I'm hoping that makes sense for you.
It does.
The next card. Good, good. The next card says worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. I've seen this card come up with a lot of people. It's very interesting. I think one of the things that I know from working with angels and really manifesting partnerships and someone incredible in your life is that, you know, the more beautiful and the more creative the relationship is that's coming in, the longer and longer it takes. And in some aspects, you know, it would look like, you know, you might have this, and I'm not saying that you're the one that's influencing this. I'm saying that the universe knows what's going to be a good partnership for you. And, you know, sometimes that means that three or four other things have to move around, or that individual needs to complete a goal in their life and stuff like that before they can move forward. Otherwise, if they come in a little bit too early, it can cause some problems in the relationship that don't need to be there. So, you know, there's a saying somewhere out there, I don't know who said it, but, you know, good things take time, and sometimes a little bit longer when something really special is coming in. So the romance angels are saying worth waiting for. Divine timing is at work in your love life. So the, you know, the manifesting, the angels, you know, all the different beings that surround and support you are actively have actually already actively been on the in the process of bringing someone really incredible into your life, but it's going to take a little bit longer than expected. So almost at this point, I usually pull the patience card, and I don't know about you, but I swear to you, everything in my lifetime is testing my patience. But you know, it'll be worth waiting for. So just kind of, you know, go with that understanding that something amazing is coming. There's a lot to be said about really getting your environment ready for someone to be there. You know, like, you know, making sure that you kind of declutter your space, that you make room for someone else to be in that space with you, and that you do things like, you know, work through, you know, if you have any emotional things going on, you know, maybe you can go to a support group or go to, you know, I don't want to say a psychiatrist or a sociologist, but, you know, go work on your stuff, you know, really kind of make sure that the clearing and the decluttering is not only physical, but like a mental and emotional. And that'll be really important to kind of allow you to be in the best space to allow someone to come into it and to feel comfortable in that space. The next card says, make the effort. Great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So as you know now that the angels and all the different beings are lining something up for you, you know, what do you feel guided to do? You know, do you all of a sudden feel like you want to go on a trip someplace and visit your, you know, someone in your family? Or do you feel guided to go maybe pick up a new, you know, project or something, like, I don't know, go and take an arts and class, you know, class, or go do something you normally wouldn't do. So just kind of, you know, it's nothing you have to force. Just naturally just watch how life unfolds before you and what kind of things are you being shown. You know, lots of times, you know, you'll get this guidance to do something. You're like, well, shoot, I don't usually do something like that. You know, it might be, you know, to join the club or to go do something. And then, you know, you don't realize that, you know, it's kind of like, all right, you know, they want to move you into a place where you can meet somebody, and, you know, that you're not going to do it if you're hiding in the house. So, you know, just kind of, it's not that you have to really get out there and do 100 things, but just kind of watch for the signs. So I think you realize in life that, you know, as you're guided and you're given certain things, they're pretty I want to say they're pretty much in your face, and they're very, very hard to miss. I think it's because from most of the stuff I've done in my life, I always had a fear of missing something important. And, you know, none of us wants to leave without all the goodie. So, you know, we're so worried that we're just going to miss that important sign. But, you know, what I've seen over the years is that if you miss something for some reason, you know, Spirit will come back and show you three or four other different things, you know, and keep on giving you that prompting to go do something that, you know, might be something that you've never done before. So that's what I'm getting for you. It looks very promising. Like I said, I think the more time it takes, not that you need to wait a ton of time, but the longer it takes, the more incredible the person is that's coming in. And, you know, as you would imagine, sometimes that takes a little bit of adjustments. You know, maybe they're in a different part of the country and they're thinking about moving, but they're going to take 2 months before they move. And, you know, Spirit's kind of like, all right, move already. We need you over here, you know. And, you know, you're just kind of waiting for this person to come, and they're, you know, Spirit can't like throw them in a truck, in a moving truck, and move them, you know. So sometimes things don't happen as fast as they should, you know. But it looks very beautiful. There's really good messages for you, and I wish you the best on your journey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that reading. And it does say something to me. And I love the hopeful message. And I often fear that I'm not hearing the messages. I guess, as you said, they'll come around the second time if I miss it the first time.
Yeah, it's kind of like guidance.
Yeah, you don't have to worry.
The first time, they'll give you the introduction message. The second time, they'll thump you on the head. The fourth time, they'll pull the rug out from underneath you, you know. So you'll there's a good teacher once that said, you know, if you're meant to do something, you could basically fight in the opposite direction. It's like trying to swim upstream. You know, destiny and the powers that be that watch over you are going to shift you very quickly back where you need to be. So you never, I think, you know, just know that, like, I think everybody has that fear. I think all of us worry that we're going to miss something. The way things are designed, it's nearly impossible for that to happen. So, you know, just kind of breathe into that and let it go and realize that, you know, well, one way or the other, you're getting lined up.
Thank you again.
Go ahead,
and I want to say thank you. Yeah. And I want to say thank you to Dr. Connie too. And I appreciate hearing you and your words of wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. And the switchboard is clear. If anybody wants to call in for reading, we're doing messages and we're doing romance readings and coaching and all kinds of stuff this evening. So feel free to call in at 646-716-9663. I don't know about you, Dr. Connie, but this is the time of year where the switchboards are pretty bare. And I think it's because everybody's out enjoying the summer.
Yeah. Even though back to school stuff is around, there we still have time. Do you want to do a reading for the month? A romance reading for the month?
I'm muted and talking. I do that at work all the time too. I said,
"Oh, there you are." Okay.
I got a new deck from Mother Mary, and I think I'd rather pull a card from that for the month.
That's and, fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you could just kind of play some music or sing to everybody, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, I will sing. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. So I would strongly encourage you folks out there. I find that having card decks are just they're a fun, easy way to get guidance, and you don't have to be a know-it-all to have one. So if you're out somewhere and you feel inclined, a certain deck kind of calls to you. I had read earlier from the Sacred Rebels deck, and it was just a deck that I sort of fell in love with when I saw it. So I would encourage a lot of people to get card decks. I find them to be very helpful when you're sort of stuck on stuck and you don't know what to do. So they can somehow, you know, sometimes shift the energy. So that is my plug for getting card decks. You can get angel cards, you can get goddess cards, you can get nature cards, you can get, like Mark has, the romance angels and the Mother Mary, you can get Kuan Yin, you can get all, you name it, you can get it.
All righty, I'm back.
Well, we missed you.
Oh, there we go. So I have a new deck I'm working off of. I just got it yesterday. I got guided because I got a message the other day that Mother Mary wanted me to start working with her. And she actually asked me, she came in to my office the other day while I was working and tapped me on the shoulder and through some messages informed me that she wanted to become my divine mother. So I've worked with Mother Mary before, mostly when I do any type of healing work on people who are terminally ill. I work with clients around the world doing healing work, and usually when I work with very, very terminal people who are usually within a couple months of dying, Mother Mary usually comes in, you know, to actually do the healing. You know, none of us really do healing per se, but we work with divine beings like Mother Mary, who through her grace and love and her unconditional love, you know, she brings in that energy. So, you know, with that, I got guided. You know, we were talking earlier with the romance reading for Ellen, that we get guided to take certain steps. And of course, without me thinking about it, I was browsing through Amazon and found myself a Doreen Virtue Mary Queen of Angels Oracle deck and ordered it so I could have it within 2 hours, which is something we do in Texas because we have 2 Amazon warehouses in the area. So we have Prime on a super energy drink because we can get things delivered within hours. So with that, I'm going to pull 3 cards. I'm asking Mother Mary to come in and see what kind of message she wants to give to everybody for the month of July. And I'm going to actually pull 3 cards and deliver a message to everybody. So we got the first card, the second card, and the third card. I really love this deck because on one side of it, it has Mother Mary surrounded by angels, and she's holding the baby Jesus. And from my background, for a lot of people who don't know or know it, I came from a very strong Christian background myself. And grew up in the church with a strong foundation in Christ. So, you know, I really feel very comfortable with this deck. I heard Connie kind of talking about it earlier, that if you want to get a deck and start to work with it, your best bet is to go to a place where you have an opportunity to kind of look at quite a few decks. There's a really cool store I like to go to when I'm near Clearwater, Florida. My friend runs it, and whenever you're there, she has close to 30 decks open, and you can actually look at the cards and really see. And you know, it's a very interesting process. So we have 3 cards that came up, and it's love, marriage, and mercy. I don't know if this marriage card's for you, Ellen. But let's see how this really. How this message from Mary, from Mother Mary, how it applies to everybody for the month of, I'm getting it's kind of like a summer reading more than a month of July, but the first card says love, and it talks about love is the answer to all questions. And for anybody who's done any amount of spiritual work or worked on their shadow or worked on their inner child or, you know, just kind of, you know, you don't even have to do that. You can just kind of survive life. We've all learned that when the day's over, love really is, you know, the highest form of energy. It's the highest vibration. And it's really, truly, you know, what most of the world is built on. You know, some people talking about duality would say there's love and there's fear and nothing else, right? Well, love is the higher aspect of it. And I really think that fear is an aspect of love too, but it's a lower vibration. So it really, the message to everybody is love is the answer to all questions. So I always like that bartending joke of, you know, here's the first rule, and if you have any questions, see the second rule, which says the first rule is all you need to know. So that's our message for that. The marriage card is interesting. It says, I make a commitment to a healthy relationship with God, myself, and my partner. And I think that's true. You know, we were talking earlier with Ellen, and, you know, I might have been talking about it, or I probably have coached other people in it. It's almost the same message for a lot of people, and that is, you really have to have a healthy relationship with yourself. Generally, there has to be, there needs to be an aspect of something else that you believe in. You know, some people believe in energy, they believe in Mother Earth, they believe in God. But really just having a relationship with all those aspects. And, you know, in the card, it says God, myself, and my partner. And, you know, what I was mentioning to Ellen is, you know, you really have to be in love with yourself. You really have to have that relationship with yourself. And then from that very strong foundation, then you can have a partnership, because if you can have that love with yourself first, partnership is easy. You know, partnership comes in and stuff like that. I think a lot of people who have half of that equation of having a healthy relationship with themselves, when it's only half in balance, then generally that's when you know, Connie was mentioning this earlier in her show, where she was talking about, the relationships and everything. It's funny. It's just like the whole front of the show just went blank for me, Dr. Connie. But that's the way it works sometimes. But, you know, we were talking about healthy relationships with yourself and how that becomes a strong foundation for a partnership. And, you know, you think about God, myself, and the partner, but you could also talk about the balance of everything in yourself, the balance of energy, the mental, the emotional, and the physical, you know, aspects of yourself. You know, how much balance do you have in those, and how healthy is your relationship with yourself? So that's really key, you know, and that's key for every relationship. The relationship you have with yourself reflects the relationship you have with every other person outside of yourself, from romantic relationships to friends to family. And so there's a key message there for everybody about really connecting with yourself and bringing yourself into balance. The third card is the card of mercy. You know, I would also think of this card as the card of grace, because everything is possible through grace. And what I'm seeing here for this message is it says, I am kind and thoughtful towards myself and others. And this almost goes back to the last card about really having balance and a strong foundation and love for yourself. So being kind and thoughtful towards yourself really defines how you are outward towards others also. And, you know, a lot of people would say, you know, if you look at outside relationships outside of yourself and you notice a lot of conflict, that conflict really represents some of the internal struggles that you're having inside of yourself. And people are just being mirrors for you to kind of see that in yourself. And I think that's all I have for today. I say thank you to Mother Mary for allowing me to deliver that message to everybody.
All righty. So I think we will just close with a blessing. And thank you, Mark, for your wise input and your it's just an honor to have somebody of your caliber on this show, and that you give of yourself so freely is a blessing. So I do want to thank you.
No, thank you. I always enjoy working with you, and you have such beautiful messages from the angels and all the guidance and coaching you give to everybody. And it's such a great honor to be able to witness you as you help others. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm kind of seeing Mother Mary just sort of putting everyone in her arms in mercy and in love. And I think that that's a beautiful way to sort of end the show, is just that mental picture of Mary just holding us and the angels surrounding her. And we're almost in the epicenter, and the Mary holding us and then the angels surrounding Mary and us. So with that thought and that mental picture, I send everyone blessing. I send everyone healing and whatever we need for our highest, so that we can be our highest for others. And with that, we will be speaking with you in August.
So, yeah, we have our next show coming up on. Yeah, we have our next show coming up on the second Thursday in August, which is August 10th. And we'll be updating the website soon, so you can see the updates there. You've been listening to In the Arms of Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil. Thank you for listening for Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.